The Tsarevich Dmitri had died in 1591 under suspicious circumstances. When Fyodor died in 1598, the line of Rurik's male descendants ended. The Zimsky Sabor, or Popular Assembly, was once more summoned, and this democratic institution selected another tsar, this time Boris Godunov. As the new tsar, Boris Godunov made a promising start. He made peace with Russia's northern enemies and tried to bring Russian education closer to Western standards. But he ran into bad luck. Famine struck very hard in 1601 and in 1602, causing the survivors to wonder whether Russia had somehow offended God. The boyars were definitely offended. Taking orders from a descendant of Rurik was one thing. It was quite another thing to have to obey a feral boyar who had merely married into the royal family. Boris, for a while, managed to keep his haters in check until he encountered his nemesis, the kind of character that only Russia seems able to produce, False Dmitri, number one.